Well, lead story, bad news for America's mainstream news networks. Latest figures show a major drop in their viewers. Only 389,000 viewers chose to watch CNN during prime time from April 30th to May 27th. But the channel's list of misfortunes did not end there. It had its lowest rated month in over a decade in April. CNN managers have issued stern warnings about improving the numbers. There's also been a sharp drop in MSNBC and Fox News viewers aged between 25 and 54. The age group is crucial to news channels. Experts say the figures are worrying considering the U.S. presidential election is just around the corner in November. Let's talk about this to Nader Mokhtari. He's a columnist and commentator, and he joins us in the studio. Nader Mokhtari, well, it is bad news for these news networks, especially CNN. Why is it that they're losing their audience in such vast numbers, do you think?
Because U.S. population the U.S. public has undergone a major awakening since last September with the OWS Occupy Wall Street demos going all over the country, and the young people are no longer choosing to go for their jingoistic line of channels like CNN, Fox, MSNBC, because they are they believe that these channels have an agenda, and they'd rather go for their own local media or internet TV stations and internet TV channels, which operate outside of the control of the so-called 1%. So there is a trend away from such stations. Also, Fox was one of the leading channels that propagated the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the experience, day-to-day basis with the returning veterans have put generally the age group, which is of prime importance to these news channels, off them. So it is good news in a sense that they no longer control such a sway over the general population in the U.S.
When you talk about control on the sway of the population in the U.S., I assume that in the meantime, the viewers have been more educated. And some of these networks, like Fox News, for example, is driven with editorials and opinions from the anchors or from the presenters when they're presenting the news pieces. Do you think that also plays a part?
It does indeed. The fact is that Fox, which belongs to Rupert Murdoch, CNN, MSNBC, they propagated, as I said, wars, and they worked up a steam about wars where the results of which are 40,000, 50,000 maimed Americans coming back, the results of which is the economic ruin for the country, high university fees, social inequality, unemployment, a loss of stature for the United States. And the American people are waking up to this, whereas before they lived in a very insular, large country, which still had the lion's share of the world's resources and wealth. That no longer is of prime importance to the Americans. They are beginning to, and if you go into the internet and look, they're beginning to move away from the national jingoistic policies of any government or propagated by any TV station, and they're coming around to considering themselves more a part of the international community and more as guardians of the environment that, unfortunately, the West is destroying at the moment.
So it's interesting to conclude this. Then you're saying that the credibility of U.S. officials, along with the credibility of the U.S. government, has been now, because of their policies, for example, in the foreign policy arena, and some of the examples you use, had an effect then on the viewership of these domestic news channels in the U.S., so the viewers are now tuning into outside channels outside of the United States?
Not outside of the United States necessarily. It is the local internet TV channels which are not, for now, controlled as heavily by the U.S. government. They're not censored as heavily. They're not funded by the corporates. And they have greater credibility in the eyes of the people. Although this is a trend and it's just started, we are going to see this gather momentum, and you'd have more and more Americans moving away from the corporate-sponsored channels toward alternative news sources.
Okay, thank you very much, Nader Mokhtari, columnist and commentator.